Good morning.
Good morning.
There's only one person on.
Yeah, it's just me, I think.
Yeah.
I have to leave shortly, but I think I'll make it. My appointment's not till 10:30, so as long as I can leave by 10, I'm okay.
Okay, well, we normally cut off by 10, so that's not a problem.
Right. And I think the song's just 10 verses, so it's not real long.
No, it's 15, actually.
Oh, I thought we were on 47. I must have missed one if it's another one.
Yeah, we did 47 last week when you weren't on.
Okay, I must have missed it. Okay. I thought we finished that.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Randall.
Good morning.
Morning.
So we will begin. We're working with studying Psalm 48 today. And that's can be found on the handouts can be found on the unique astrological times link, which is below the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage, or in portable devices, usually at the bottom of the page. When that landing page, the unique astrological times, opens up, please scroll down to the Shovavim period, which is between Rosh Chodesh Tevet and Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. The link that we will use for our handout is the Psalms landing page. And within that, you will find a link when it first opens up. You need to scroll down to Psalm 48, and you'll find a link to the other handout, which is the yearning for redemption. PDF file. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishtimte Bidhilu Urhimu Udhilu Udhilu Urhimu Le'akta L'shem Yud Hei Bavate Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kononeihu. I'm giving some static, so I'd appreciate it if you'd mute your phones, and let me see if that clears it up. Thank you. You can ask questions anytime during the class by pressing *6. And questions are welcome. The psalmist prophesies about the messianic era, singing the praises of a rebuilt Jerusalem and the sacrifices brought there. At that time, Israel will say, "As we heard from the mouths of the prophets, so have we merited to see." The above Kavanah is a traditional Kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is Mizmor, and please refer to the introduction in Yearning for Redemption PDF file for more information. And I constantly reinforce, I strongly recommend you read all of the introduction. It's about 50 pages, but it is well worth reading. There are 15 verses in Psalm 48. I know the handout says 10, but that was an error on my part. The number 15 connects to the name of God, Yah, Yud-Heh. And it connects to the worlds of Atzilut and Briah. We say on the eighth day of the month, or those people who say all the psalms during the month, on the eighth day of the month, we say 82 verses. There are many Hebrew words and phrases that have a gematria of 82. Among these are the words that translate as soothing, pleasantness, delight, sweetness, white, saint, as or tzaddik, pious, kind, and benevolent. A phrase with the number 82 as its gematria translates as Hashem, your God, Hashem Elohecha. I have not yet been asked, but I think it's important to explain, why do I count the verses for the psalms that are read by day? Is there a connection? And the energy of the day is explained by the numerical value of the number of the day within the month. And the number of verses that relate to that day, there's no coincidence in the spiritual world. That number of 82 was chosen and it relates to the energy of the day. The number 8 relates to the Sefirah Bina, Mother. It relates to the first Sefirah above the physicality, above the 7 lower Sefirot. We're now transferring to the Yearning for Redemption, and we're starting with Tehillim 48. The first verse, Shir Mizmor Livnei Korah, a song, a chant by the descendants of Korah. We have seen a number of songs of psalms that are attributed to the sons of Korah. And one of the things that people have to understand or grow from, the sons of Korah fell into the pit along with Korah himself. But as they were falling, they had thoughts to do teshuvah. Korah himself did not. But the sons of Korah, who were following their father's lead, had the thoughts of teshuvah. Since they did not have the opportunity to actually manifest the teshuvah, the repentance, Hashem attributes to them that it is as if the thought was the deed. And this is a teaching about consciousness. You cannot say, well, I'll think about doing teshuvah, or I'll think about being kind, or I'll think about giving charity, if you have the opportunity to give charity, to be in the physical world and manifest the thought. But if you have a thought that you have no opportunity to do, it is as if you manifested that thought. Hashem attributes the thought and the deed as the same. It's a tremendous spiritual truth and teaching. The second verse. Gadol Hashem umkulal me'odir Eloheinu harkacho. Hashem is great everywhere, but his radiance shines exceedingly in the city of our God, and even more so on the mount of his holy presence. There are seven words connecting to the Sephirah of loving kindness, connecting to the seven lower Sephirot, which are all included in the essence of Chesed. The fourth, Pasuk. Elohim b'armanoteha nodalamisgav. In the citadels, Hashem became known as a stronghold and a refuge. Four words that connect to the four phases. The fifth verse. Ki ne hamlachim no adu aru yachdav. For behold, kings assembled. Together they came from afar to attack. These are the six words that connect to Zeramkin. Who are the kings that are being assembled? They're talking about the other nations. Twenty-four letters connecting to 2 times 12. And we've been discussing the last few weeks the number 12 as being Hashem in the three columns and the four letters of each of those names, 3 times 4 being 12. 12 hours of darkness followed by 12 hours of light. The sixth verse. Hey, Marau, Kain Tamahu, Nivalu, Nech, Pazu. When they witnessed the miracles that God performed on behalf of Israel, they were confounded. They panicked. They hastened to flee. This is also referring to the other nations and the six words connecting to the six Sephirot. But are they the positive Sephirot? Or are they from the tree of knowledge, good and evil? 22 letters connecting to the Hebrew Aleph Bet. I'm sorry, I miscounted. That's for the eighth verse. The seventh verse has five words. And twenty letters connects to the concept of direct light, which is judgmental, and returning light, which is chesed. The eighth verse, the ruach adim tishaber aniyot tarshish. To this day, Hashem, you continue to perform miracles by commanding the forces of nature to fulfill your will. With an east wind, you smash the ships of Tarshish. Tarshish is actually Spain. It's the end of the Mediterranean. Israel is one end, Chas v'Shalom, Tarshish the other. Jonah took a ship to Tarshish rather than go to Nineveh as he was directed. And it has been explained, in my opinion, that Tarshish has the gematria of 1210, which is 10 times 121, and 121 is the gematria of Nineveh. To me, it's not that a prophet can say, I don't want to do the will of Hashem. It's not an option. Their free choice at that level of consciousness is limited. So for them to say, no, I don't want to do this and run away from God, it's not possible, in my opinion. But what Jonah was doing is trying to shorten the process of Teshuvah for Nineveh, which represents whatever it represents energy-wise. He wanted to shorten the process by running to Tarshish, which represents the completion of that Teshuvah. The ninth pasuk. Kasher shamanu kein ra'inu be'ir Hashem tzivaot be'ir Eloheinu Elohim yikoneha ad olam selah. And so, just as we heard from our ancestors, we have now seen miracles with our own eyes. In the city of Hashem, of hosts, in the city of our God, may God establish it forever and for all eternity, Selah. We've been taught that the word Selah has no translation. We've looked at the gematria being 95 as the gematria of Haman, the mana. 95 is also the gematria of Melech, or HaMelech, the king. But we've been taught that Selah is a pause to contemplate what has been said. And what has been said is the name Hashem Tzivaot. Within the introduction of the PDF file, you'll find the meaning of Hashem Tzivaot as connecting to a specific Sefirah, I'm going to direct you there rather than tell you what that is, because I honestly don't remember, which is part of the klipa. I haven't read the introduction enough times that the information has remained, has completely broken through the klipa. The 10th pasuk. Diminu Elohim Haskecha Bekerev Heikalecha. Elohim, we had always conceived of your loving kindness as being in the midst of your temple. The five words connecting to the concept of Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, all of the Sephirot, but in a different frame of the 10 Sephirot. One letters connects to the name Echie, Aleph Yud, name of God that connects to Bina. 11th verse. Kesheim Ha Elohim Kain Tehilat Ha Al Katzve Eret Sedek Mala Yaminecha. But now we can testify that, like your name, Elohim, the radiance of your wondrous deeds shines unto the ends of the earth. Your right hand with which you save Israel is filled with charity. Ten words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. And you see the unity of the left column within the right in this verse. Elohim is a left column. Charity is a right column. Righteousness, tzedek, it can be charity or it can be righteousness or right column energies. Thirty-seven letters connects to the concealed aspect of Bina. The name of Hashem that connects to Bina has a gematria of 63. It's basically the four letters spelled out in a certain way. But if you subtract the revealed name, which is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, 26, from 63, you have 37 as a remainder. These are the concealed letters of the spelled-out name of Hashem that connects to Bina. The 12th verse. Yismach Har-Tzion Ta-Gel-Na. Benot Hashem Leman Mishpatecha. Therefore let Mount Zion be glad, and the cities of Yehuda rejoice over your righteous judgments, which you have executed against those who wish to attack you. Eight words connecting to Bina, getting above the physicality, to the world of miracles, or the nature of miracles, the natural world of miracles. 34 letters connects to the word Lad, Lamed Dalet. In the reverse order, Dal, Dalet Lamed, it represents a lack, a poorness. If you're speaking of Yehuda, there's missing tribes. There's 10 missing tribes. Yehuda and Benjamin had the territory that intertwined. Jerusalem was in Benjamin's territory that kind of stuck out into like a male organ going into the female organ of Yehuda. And the tribes of, whenever we speak of Jews, we're also speaking of the tribe of Benjamin, both children of Rachel. But there's 10 lost tribes. So the lack is expressed when it speaks of the cities of Yehuda. What are those cities? Jerusalem is clearly one of them. But is Tel Aviv in the modern state? The tribe of Yehuda did not go to the ocean, didn't go to Tel Aviv. But perhaps this prophecy is that the modern state of Israel, being the homeland of the Jewish people that are the tribe of Yehuda, perhaps that's what it's speaking of. The 13th pasuk. So bu tzion v'hakifu ha sifru migdalecha. Walk around Zion, encircle her, and court her towers. The five words connect to this, as I said, Keter, Hachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. The word Zion is not understood today. In the Kabbalah, it represents the spiritual level of Jerusalem. It represents the point in the last point in the spiritual levels before it becomes physical. There is a city of Zion, which is a duplicate of the city of Jerusalem, or actually the city of Jerusalem is a duplicate of the city of Zion. The 14th pasuk. Shitu libchem lechela pasku armenoteha. Leman tesapru ledor acharon. Set your hearts on her ramparts and behold her lofty citadels in order to recount what you have seen with your own eyes to the last generation. Who sees the city of Zion? The Kabbalists within their meditations. Nine words. My guess is it connects to Chachmah, but it could be Yesod. Let us find out with the number of letters. Which is the word Mem Gimel, Mog. Mog has a connection to the brain and which would connect to Chachma. The 15th Pasuk. Ki ze Elohim Eloheinu Olam Moed U'yinachagenu Almut. In order to testify that this Elohim is our God forever, He will continue to lead us eternally beyond earthly mortality. Ten words connecting to the Tree of Life, the Ten Sefirot. Thirty-six letters connecting to the 36 Tzaddikim in every generation. I will now read the verses in Hebrew sequentially. Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach Gadol Hashe Adonai Yohei Wahei Chulal Meod Beir Eloheinu Kadsho Har Kadsho Yefei Nof Meshosh Kol Haaretz Har Tzion Yarkatei Tzafon Kiryat Melech Rav Elohim b'armenotecha noda l'mishkav ki hine hamlachim noado avru yachdav heima ra'u ben tamahu nivhalu Nechpazu Rada Achazatam Sham Chilkiyoleda Baruach Kadim Tishiber Aniyot Tarshish Kasher Shemanu Kain Rainu Beir Hashem Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzivao Beir Eloheinu Elohim Yekoneneha Adolam Selah Deminu Elohim Chazdecha Bekerev Heikalecha Keshimcha Elohim Kein Tehilacha Al Katzvei Eretz Tzedek Mala Yeminecha Yismach Har Tzion Tagilna Benot Yehuda Leman Mishpatecha So Butzion Behake Kifuha Sifru Migadalecha Shitu Livchem Lehela Pasku Armenotecha Leman Tesapru Ledor Acharon Ki Elohim, Eloheinu olam vaed, hu yenachagenu almut. It's the end of the study. Does anyone have any questions? Hopefully you're still there.
Okay, I'm still here, but I had a thought when we said
please.
Lost tribes. Maybe we should start saying hidden tribes rather than, you know, than lost.
They're lost, they're just concealed?
Mm-hmm.
I will ponder that It's a good thought.
Mm-hmm.
The lost tribes are always referred to as lost tribes from the tribe of Yehuda, who feels, God forbid, they feel superior. But the reason being that they followed the path of Torah and the other 10 didn't. But that's not true of every member of the tribe of Yehuda. Because
mm-hmm.
when the second temple was built, not everybody came out of Babylon.
Right. Well, Judah and Benjamin together, but I was thinking of the other 10. You know, we think of them as the 10 false tribes, but maybe
right.
if we begin to change our consciousness, you know, because they're hidden, concealed, I think many are beginning to wake up. You know, that's the reason we've seen converts and all, but maybe as we begin to change our consciousness, more will be revealed.
That is one explanation that comes out of the sages of the generation before us.
Okay. That was the first time I thought about it.
Yeah. There's another teaching from the same tzaddikim, the same righteous people of the last generation, and it relates to the idea that that with the chaos of the Second World War, when Satan was given permission to manifest that chaos, that he was also given permission to manifest chaos in the reincarnation sense, the wheels of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that in that reincarnation level, it was still the souls from the tribe of Yehuda that were dispersed among the other nations and born into homes that they didn't feel home with. They were constantly searching. And so all the conversions may be those souls rather than the 10 lost tribes, the 10 concealed tribes. So I need to contemplate, see which is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I appreciate the thought. It's a very beneficial. So you all have a beautiful Shabbat. I'm reminding you, tomorrow is at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class on the Parasha of Bo. And Sunday at 10:30, we will continue our Mashiach discussions. At 3 o'clock, we will have an Advanced Reincarnation class. And at 4:30, we will have our connection to the new moon of Shvat, which is also a solar eclipse connecting to the south node and indicating a new beginning. If you read the email this coming week, in the astrology section, you'll find some interesting anecdotes, some interesting discussions, or that all relate to the area that we'll be dealing with: faith, belief systems, religions, philosophies. It's going to be an interesting period.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom to all. Shabbat shalom.
Okay. Thank you.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you.